This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Ron Zeggi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And our first guest this second hour is John Biner. Funny man. He's been in the comic business for a lot of years. He's, 82, 83 years old, still going strong. He's got a brand new book out called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. And we'll be chatting to him about that and great things that's happened in his remarkable career. One of the great Olympic athletes of all time, Mark Spitz, will be joining us. Then we'll be chatting with actress Diane Cannon, who's written a book about her marriage to Cary Grant, and she also gives some little anecdotes about her relationship with Johnny Carson. And then singer and actress Mandy Moore, who we first met when she was only 12 years old. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Zeggi Today. After a short break, we'll be here with comedian John Biner.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Zeggi Today. Our next guest joined us for his first time on our show last fall, and we had such a great time, we have invited him back. And as you all know, my favorite guests to interview are comedians. You know, being a singer myself and an actor, they don't do nothing else, unless it's on the printed page. But our next guest is one good comedian. A lifetime of laughter, 5 minutes, Mr. Biner, joining us right now, is a real legend in the comedy business, John Biner. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, I'm fine, and you have a terrific speaking voice. Forget about the singing.
Well, boy, coming from a person who does impressions...
Well, you have one of those real good radio voices.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
You rarely hear that these days. You know, it's nice.
Well, I'm glad you said that. You know, it's funny. When I was told about the book and the book's title from Charlie Barrett, our mutual friend, I thought to myself, you know, 5 minutes, Mr. Biner, means a lot of things. To people in the business like you, it means, you know, knock on the door, 5 minutes,
yes,
Mr. Biner.
That's how much time you got till the curtain opens.
That's exactly right. To a layman, it means maybe how long you boil an egg. But
well, let's not get any deeper.
Yeah, I know that. I was going to go in that corner, but I figured I better not. And then the other 5 minutes was, they said to me, they said, can you do 5 minutes with Mr. Biner? And I said, he's only going to give me 5 minutes? I need more than 5 minutes. So it is different things to different people. John, you start off the story by telling how you got into this whole thing. It's a great story about how your mom took you to see Bing Crosby. Give us a little insight into that first opening of the door for you in your mind as being a comedian.
Well, okay. As as you're a kid, you're a kid. You know, you go to a movie and you go sit there and nothing, really appeals to you except maybe a song or something like that. But this is a case with, I went to see a movie that someone looked up years later because I was telling him about it. Here Come the Waves, Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters and things like that were in it. And he was singing Accentuate the Positive in the movie. And, I just realized, I didn't realize it, but I was soaking it up, you know. And when we got home, Dad came back from work and he's sitting at the table waiting for dinner. He was there late. And Mom is serving the dinner and he says, "What'd you see at the movie today, Christina?" And she said, "Let Johnny tell you." And I started singing like Bing Crosby as best I could at 6 years old and doing Accentuate the Positive.
Oh.
And holy cow, they zeroed in on me and I became the big head of the family.
Yeah, your mom used to wake you up 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Come
down there. If Aunt Annie and Uncle Joe or somebody like that stayed longer and had a little cup of coffee, you know, after the party kind of thing, she'd come up and say, hey, Johnny, just take just a few minutes. Come down. Aunt Annie wants to hear that thing that you had.
Typical stage mother. You know, you mentioned in the introduction of the book that you didn't want to go into bad memories. You wanted to just have good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what the heck? The hell for?
I got to tell you something. That was refreshing to read because, you know what? You got your problems. I got my problems. The guy doesn't.
Yeah, you don't have to sit there and just match your problems.
Right. That's exactly right. But and I just love the way you approach the whole thing. Your first national exposure was on the Sullivan Show. That was the first time you were on national TV.
I believe it was the Gary Moore. Griffin talent sketch.
Oh, that's right.
I think that did go coast to coast. I'm not sure, but I did that one first.
How intimidating was it to do Ed Sullivan in front of Ed Sullivan?
Well, I tell you, when I did it in front of him, he just loved it, so it wasn't hard at all. He just loved it. His face lit up, and he was, a couple of times I did things where he couldn't stop laughing. He bent over holding his knees.
Wow. You talk about the audition that you did for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And this one, he was still up in New York. And I have often been told stories from comedians that had to audition to Ed Sullivan in his office in front of a desk, which is, you didn't have to do that.
Oh, yeah, I never had to do that.
Yeah.
I remember George Carlin telling me about that. He had to go over to the hotel.
Right.
And do his thing right in front of Ed Sullivan. I guess he must have said a few things about getting high or this, that, the other thing that he wanted to make sure he wasn't going to say again.
Yeah.
So he listened to it and he made sure that it wasn't going to be anything off color.
However, when it came to auditioning for The Tonight Show up in New York, you did have to walk into a room with three guys.
Yes, and early on in my career.
Yeah,
and,
with that
and my friend John Carsey was a writer on the show, but he wasn't the head writer. And he met me at the Improv. We hung out together, and he said, "Hey, you ought to come up. I'll set up an interview with you." And I went up in the elevator. The secretary showed me to the room. I went in. There were three guys in it, one behind a desk, two on either side in chairs. And they say, the guy behind the desk says, "Go ahead." And I started my act, and I got about two or three sentences in, and he said, "Who wants coffee? You want coffee?" Yeah, and I stopped, and he said, "No, don't stop. Keep on going." So I started again, or I picked up from where I was, whatever it was, and another minute or so, he says, "Who wants coffee? Did you say you wanted coffee?" So I said, "The hell with this." I turned around and walked out.
Now, do you think, after I read that, I couldn't help but thinking, that he was just trying to see how you would handle a heckler or a situation?
No, not in a theater like that. Nobody heckles in Johnny Carson show. It's rare.
Yeah.
It's rare when somebody heckles in one.
You talk about all the people that you work with, and it's really staggering. You talk about my late friend, Steve Allen, who was a terrific audience.
Oh, my hero, and he was like, he was great. He was like a big brother to me.
Steve had the ability to be not only a good, whatever the millions of things that he did, but he was also a good audience. He enjoyed somebody else. He gave another person the ability to express themselves and enjoyed it. I'd love that about Steve.
He had a genuine cackle laugh he couldn't control, and he really, really loved it. When he laughed, he had a great time.
Yeah. I see that you recorded the audiobook at another friend of mine, Jim Stafford's Theater. Did you do that in Branson?
No, up here in St. Augustine.
Oh, St. Augustine. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's great.
Now, no, Jim Stafford, the singer, and Jim Stafford, the owner of the studio are two different people.
Oh, two different people.
One has one F and the other has two F's.
I see. Well, you don't want to get your F screwed up, because if you do that, then you'll have a terrible weekend. We could do this for hours, you know that.
I think so.
Now, the story of meeting Elvis. This, of course, in every book, there's always a point, and everyone's going to know what Elvis was like. But what broke me up about this is your daughter, who's 11 years old, she met him before you met him.
She's actually 10 on her birthday.
Yeah, tell us that story. That's hilarious.
I was working with Glenn Campbell, and I did my thing, and it was, as I said, Sandra's birthday, and we went up to the balcony. We had little kids and with me, my kids, and Elvis was announced. He was in the audience, and next thing I know, her seat is empty, and I look down, and she's standing there talking to him. And then she's in his lap. She's talking, and his guys are in the rest of the semicircle there, you know, in the booth. And then after the show, I took the other kids, my younger kids, with me up to the suite to get ready for bed. And I went back down to get Sandra, because she had walked off with Elvis and his entourage. And as I went down there to find out that she had already gone. But before that, that's it was right. The thing where I had met him for the first time. And when I was coming back to meet Sandra, I went to my dressing room and she wasn't there. And so I went back up and going through the kitchen the way, you know, acts do in those big hotels. And I start to reach for this door at the end of the kitchen. And
you say, there's Elvis and his entourage with your 10-year-old daughter. Unbelievable. John, it's a great book. I really mean it.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And we, as you said, we could go on like this for hours.
One of these days we need to get together and break bread.
Oh, that'd be fun. What kind of tunes do you do?
Well, I do a tribute, actually, to Dick Clark's American Bandstand.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
So you sing rock songs, rock and roll?
I sing some rock and roll, some ballads, the whole gamut.
Nice. Yeah. Right after speaking to you, I'm going to call my friend Peter Marshall, who is, you know, Peter Marshall. And he's a wonderful baritone. And every time I'd hear him sing, it would always be, he'd always open with this song, "The More I See You."
He and I did a show together, you'll never remember this, back in 1969, and it was me, him, Bob Hope, some rock and roll group. It was a charity for some organization. I appreciate we doing this.
All right, Ron, you just let, you know, when you need somebody to fill a few minutes, give me a call. That's what I used to do on the Carson Show and the Steve Allen shows, the talk shows.
We modeled the show at the Carson Show because Ed McMahon and I were partners for many years.
Right?
Yeah,
wow, God, you don't sound like you'd go back that far.
No. Well, the x-rays aren't worth a damn up there. The tour of the country with a show called The Tonight Show Memories, and people say, well, what did you do, Ron? And I said, I was Ed's Ed.
He was the host of the show, and you were his Ed. Now the late night things, they use the band leader. The drummer knows where the rib shots go.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, John, we got to get together.
Okay, yeah. You know, you sound like a good guy, and keep on doing what you're doing, because we need guys like you.
Comedian John Biner has been our guest.
Thank you kindly.
He has a brand new book out right now called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. And if you get a chance, check out some of his YouTube videos that he did from the great shows like The Sullivan Show. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, I think in the 30 years I've been doing this nationally syndicated show, this is the first time our next guest has been with us. And boy, I tell you, he's probably one of the most recognized Olympian stars ever in the history of Olympics. He's just unbelievable. If we ran down everything that he did as an Olympian, we would be here forever and ever and ever. Bringing on board right now to talk about a very important project is Mark Spitz. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
I don't believe that we've gone all this time without having you here, but let's not let that happen again. Okay. Let's talk about something that you're involved with that I found fascinating. It's called HEFF. H-E-F-F, the Holocaust Education Film Foundation, a nonprofit organization of which you are not only a spokesperson, but on the board of directors. Tell us about it, Mark, because when I read through this, this is something that is long, long overdue.
Well, it's an organization that's aimed at preserving the impactful stories of the Holocaust survivors and through film and documentary form. There aren't that many survivors left, and time is of the essence, and so we're trying to get their stories told. And they're quite compelling. More importantly, it's how they've actually survived over the last 40 or 50 years, and how they've actually been positive to their community and themselves and people that they've touched and reached, and their stories are real. And it's a very visceral experience, these documentaries. They're almost an hour long, and they tell the story. We supplement them with actual footage of the horrific things that happened along the way. Of how we tell their stories.
You know, I think one of the problems we have in this country, and I'm not trying to be a philosopher by no means, Mark, but there are so many young people, and not maybe not so much the baby boomers, but certainly the millennials, that don't even know about the Holocaust. They hear about it, they hear the name, okay, but they really don't know what it's about. This is something that we must never, ever forget, and I'm assuming that this vehicle accomplished this memory in the minds of generations to come.
Well, that's the whole purpose. I mean, there's a lot of naysayers that say that it didn't happen, and it's hard to try to understand how somebody can see something that basically is not only in the documentary, but real footage of, you know, thousands of people in massive graves and the horrific things that have been told about what happened in those concentration camps, of being the deniers that that's never happened. And like you just said, there's new generations that are not told about the story. It's almost like a byline. Well, in World War II, there was the Germans, and they had this thing called the Holocaust, and it was concentration camps, and 6 million people died, and that's it. And then they go on to, you know, the next, you know, soundbite. And that's very unfortunate, because these things are real, and people are being persecuted and killed, you know, even today as we speak, in smaller versions of Holocaust. And so these stories are important that they tell, and the impact that we try not to let these stories die, and that we don't want this to happen again, to anybody for that matter.
Sure. You know, it's amazing to me that there are people that are living and breathing that deny this. I mean, that to me is unbelievable. You have different segments. For example, I know you tell a story called the Joe Engel story. Two that I found fascinating is the Dr. Susan Spatz story, and also a very famous television actor called From Holocaust to Hollywood, the Robert Clary story, which is the story about Robert Clary, who played on Hogan's Heroes, which always amazed me that he played on a show that was about the Second World War in Germany. But these are stories that are true and that are very mind-boggling and emotional to watch. Where can we see these? I mean, when you get this series put together, as you have already started, where are they available to view, Mark?
Well, a company called Dreamscape Media has basically been able to distribute these. You can find these films on DVDs on Amazon and other outlets to be viewed. And also, they can be downloaded from educational purposes, and schools can download these things and look at them for viewing, for teaching about what took place through these storytelling vehicles that we have. It's funny you mentioned about the Robert Clary. I mean, ironically, in Hogan's Heroes, he played a POW prisoner.
Yeah.
Well, this was life imitating, you know, what really did happen to him. Being in a POW camp was terrible, I'm sure, but not as horrific as actually he lived in a concentration camp. And, you know, and the Joe Engel story, that, I mean, this guy basically took a leap off of a train to save himself. And had he not taken that leap, his story would have not been told, because he was being transported from one concentration to another to basically be exterminated. You just can't believe that these things happen, let alone we're trying to capture their stories.
You know, you talk about writing a book and being therapeutic. I wonder how Robert did this part that was so serious in his real life and then portrayed it as a comedy on television. I can't even imagine that transition.
Well, it's funny, because I met him during the filming of the documentary and spent quite a bit of time with him, and he is actually quite a character and comic. I mean, and I think that part of his personality has been to make it comical because of the seriousness of it. It would be too sad if he took a different direction. So his life has been structured based on how he's been able to survive and basically give back to not only himself as living a fulfilling life, but one that everybody that he touches knows about these stories, and he was also quick and happy to be able to do a documentary about his story.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we're running out of time. I mean, we're running out of time to be able to talk to these survivors before they're all gone and we can't get it firsthand. So this is very important. And, Mark, congratulations, not only your terrific career, but being part of the board of directors of the Holocaust Education Film Foundation. Is there a website we can go to, Mark?
Exactly what you just said. It's the Holocaust Education Film Foundation.com.
Great. Mark, do me a favor. Please come back. Don't be a stranger here. You're a great guest and athlete.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Mark. Our very special guest is one unbelievable gentleman. We all recognize him, as I mentioned in the introduction, probably one of the most recognized personalities when it comes to the Olympics, where he won his 7th swimming gold medal and established 7 world records in the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich. He had captured the admiration of millions of people around the world who had seen his incredible performances on television, went on to work for ABC Sports in 1976, worked on many sporting presentations, including the coverage of the 76 Olympic Games in Montreal and the 84 Olympic Games in Los Angeles, and in 2000 was voted the Athlete of the Century in water sports and was one of the 6 best Olympians of the century voted by Sports Illustrated magazine. Quite a man, there is no question about it, and that is Mark Spitz, again on the board of directors of the Holocaust Education Film Foundation, HEFF, H-E-F-F. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world on our show, which, by the way, you can check out our latest program if you go to our website, ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Plus, if you hit the Facebook icon, you and I can become friends on Facebook. And to learn about our concert series, check SegiSings.com. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruccio reporting. Two family members were shot to death while camping in a state park in eastern Iowa Friday, and the suspected gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Officers responded to reports of the shooting at the Maquoketa Cave State Park campground Friday morning. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday signed a bill into law that allows private citizens to bring civil action against anyone who manufactures, distributes, transports, or imports assault weapons or ghost guns, which are banned in the state. And Amazon goes electric. With more, here's USA Radio's Lance Pride.
Several cities will start to see electric Amazon delivery vans out on the road. The e-commerce giant bought 100,000 electric vehicles as part of a plan to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Amazon says it expects to have thousands of EVs in more than 100 cities by the end of the year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
I'm Tony Maruccio for USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Zeggi Today.
And I just came back from a very long road trip, and I got this book last evening when I got in, and I read it cover to cover. I could not put it down. I really could not put it down. It was sensational. Dear Cary, My Life with Cary Grant, joining us right now is the beautiful Diane Cannon. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Well, I am just tremendously blessed hearing you say those words because they sound sincere and meant from the heart, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you.
Well, it's absolutely true. I, you know, like many people, was a fan of Cary Grant, but, you know, you just worded this thing in such a fashion that it's just, I mean, it sends all kinds of electrifying shivers because you feel like you're there. And I think that when you write a book and you give the reader the ability to feel like they were experiencing him, then I think you've succeeded, and I think that's the case. And I failed to mention here in the introduction, ladies and gentlemen, that Diane is an award-winning film and television actress, director, screenwriter, and the first to be nominated for an Oscar as an actress and a filmmaker. Pretty good accomplishments there for a beautiful lady.
Well, I'm very grateful. You don't do that alone. It's all teamwork, I promise.
Was it difficult to write this book, Diane? I mean, from the standpoint of bringing back some great memories and some not-so-great memories to a legendary screen star such as Cary Grant.
Honestly, it's been the most difficult thing I've ever done.
I believe
it. And I've worked my way through some difficult things, but I love Cary, and I loved him, and it was the greatest romance of my life, and I know a lot of people love him, so that the book is not a bashing Cary Grant book, but it is allowing people, I think, to love him more because they'll understand about some of the horrific things he had to handle in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He had a terrible childhood, and those demons came up to try and prevent him from living love in his life, but I had such compassion for what shaped him that I tried to help heal it. But, you know, I was a baby.
Yes.
I was very young. He was older than my father, but he was Cary Grant.
Yeah, know? Right. Of course. You can overlook the small detail. 33 years difference. You make the comment in the book that as his career was winding down, yours was climbing very rapidly, and that's always a situation that could cause a calamity.
Yes, that's right. And he didn't want me to work, so I didn't work. I stopped working. Well, it was Svengali. It was Pygmalion. You know, it was, he was attracted to me because of, I think, what I was, and then he tried to change it, and I didn't understand that, but I think that's universally done. I think people get married, then they try and change their partner, right?
Yes.
To accommodate their needs. And I did that happily because I loved him so much. He was my everything. But that's a dangerous place to be because that's like standing on a rug that anyone can pull out from under you at any minute.
Yeah. Boy, how true that is, too. And the letters that you've put in the book are really very specific in the love that he had for you. I mean, it wasn't syrupy, but it was honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, and that's what attracted me to honesty. And he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Honestly, he was a genius. Do you see some of those drawings and his
yes.
characters and
yes.
his letters and his writing? The man was amazing. He had problems, though, like all of us.
Yeah. Now, you were upset one time when he gave your phone number to somebody else because he thought that you had eyes for that other person. I mean, that's a very unusual situation for someone to do when they are themselves attracted to you.
Yes, I know. Well, that's when I stopped seeing him. I had been dating him for maybe 6-7 months, and we went to Clifford Odets, the playwright,
yes.
home for dinner. And he encouraged me to talk to Clifford while he went around and talked to people. And then afterwards, on the way home, he asked me if I would like to follow him home because it was a last-minute date, and I met him there with my own car. But when we passed Beverly Estates Drive, where he lived, up the hill, my little voice said, don't go. It was early in our relationship, even though it was 6 or 7 months, and we had not been intimate, and I just felt, it's midnight, go home. And he didn't like that. And the next day I got a call thinking it was Cary by a man saying it was Clifford Odets. And so I said, come on, Cary, and laughed and hung up. And after several phone calls, I realized it was Clifford Odets. And, oh, that just made me so upset that he would give my number to someone else. So I stopped taking his calls.
Wow. Which is very cavalier of you, because some of them would just fall victim to his smile and his personality and his presence. But I think that that shows character on your behalf. I love the story in here, Diane, and I won't repeat it. I'll have people read this, okay, about an infection that he had on his leg and the cure for it. Why is it that I can somewhat visualize that, but I don't know. I just... I really... That's love. All I got to say is buy this book, Dear Carrie, by Diane Cannon, and you'll absolutely see what love is all about. Okay.
That's right.
He was 62 years old when Jennifer was just about to be born. And that was something that he always says. He didn't want to have a child with somebody he truly didn't love sincerely.
Right. He loved me. There's no question about that. And I loved him. There's no question about that.
Then why the divorce?
Carrie made me promise him at one point that I would promise him not to let me turn him into his mother, with whom I don't want to ruin the book. But he was abandoned as a child and left by anybody that ever loved him. And I'm thinking what happened was, He wanted to leave before somebody left him.
Wow.
And the pain was so deep. And I tried to heal the rift between he and his mom. It was, I don't want to ruin the story for
people.
But what a brave woman she was. And lovely, really lovely, but very angry and had every right to be because of what her husband did to her.
Mm-hmm.
It was a series of circumstances, what I'm happy to say is I did suffer a terrible breakdown, and there are lessons in the book. The thing I think that's making people love this book, incidentally, in the first week we made the New York Times bestseller list.
Congratulations.
And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. I'm so grateful because I waited all these years so that I could write a helpful, hopeful, inspiring book.
Yes.
And it's changing lives. I've been at book signings recently, and people are telling me how it's changing their life, how it's making them look differently at their own relationships. Because if we have to go against something we intrinsically believe in our heart, soul, and mind, and strength, to help somebody else because we love them, it'll kill it.
Yeah. Boy.
We'll roll over on ourselves, and it'll kill whatever it is. It will destroy it. It will destroy the relationship. And then there's nothing left of you.
Yeah.
You've given all of you away, and what they think they were attracted to was really an effort to get out of their own way so they wouldn't have to think about their own things, and then they go on to something or somebody else.
After reading the book, I actually agree with you 100%. I concur with the goal that you have set forth in this, because I saw that, and I felt it when I was reading it. And there's some nice anecdotes, too. I mean, it talks about you being in rehab and your problems with pot and drinking. But I love the story about how he dinged up his Rolls Royce, because being a car buff, it makes me feel good to know. I mean, I backed mine into my wife's car the other day and almost had a heart failure. So it's nice to know that Cary Grant does the same thing. It's kind of off the subject, okay? But one of the funniest things I ever saw on television was when you were on The Tonight Show with Carson and did not remember going out with him. I love that clip.
I have to tell you the truth. I really did. I was just playing with him.
I mean, who would not remember going out with him, right?
Johnny was one of my best friends. And with my divorce with Carrie, he was the first person that called and said, come on, we're going to dinner.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He used to
come and play the drums at my house, parties, and he'd love popcorn. I'd always pop him fresh popcorn. He was a dear, dear, dear friend, and I still miss him.
Yeah, we all do.
No one was like him.
No. How did you learn of Carrie's passing?
I was with my daughter having dinner, and we were on our way home, and she got a call from Stanley Fox that said, we had a message from the driver that said, call when you get home. And I was in the kitchen, and Jennifer was in the office in the study, and I heard her scream. And I went in, and that's when we found out.
Well, Diane, you have made a great piece of literature here. The name of the book is Dear Carrie, a memoir by Diane Cannon. You have hit a grand slam with this.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you.
Diane, thank you, dear. You're terrific.
And so are you.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. And we'll be back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The USA and around the world on Ron Sedgie today, and coming off a great feature story on the Sunday Parade magazine is our next guest. And there's a funny beginning on how we met, and I'm going to ask her if she remembers this, okay? She is an actress, she is a singer, she is a songwriter, and she's talking to us about a very important subject, and that's cat shelters, believe it or not. Joining us right now is the talented and beautiful Mandy Moore. Hi, Mandy, how are you?
Hi, I am well. Nice to talk to you.
Nice talking with you. Now, before we get into this, I'm going to ask you a question. If the answer's no, that's okay. All right, I understand. All right, you're very popular.
Okay.
See a lot of people. All right. Many, many years ago, you were in my studio. Did you live in Orlando for a while?
I did. Yes, and I grew up in Orlando.
You grew up in Orlando. So many, many years, you were in my studio with a gentleman by the name of Steve McChesney. And we did an interview, and you were, geez, I don't know, 10 years old, 11 years old. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, 10?
Well, it was at
wow.
University. Do you remember that?
I don't know if I do.
No, I know you don't. You're just being polite.
That's, oh, my goodness. Wow. I mean, I'm 30 now, so that was another lifetime ago.
It was another lifetime ago. Well, let me tell you a quick story, okay? The old Johnny Carson shows that were taped in New York, they would use the tapes over and over and over again for, like, the nightly news, and they lost all of those great, great shows of the early times with Johnny Carson, the first 10 years. We had you on tape at that time, and we said, we're going to keep this aside. One day we needed a tape, and we said, let's use this tape, all right? And I've been killing my executive producer ever since. I said, I could have had a show right now with Mandy Moore when she was like 12 years old, and you destroyed the tape. But anyway.
That's so funny. Oh, my goodness. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you again. You're up in Denver right now. There's a new program that you are talking about, which I think is great, Building Better Lives program. Tell us about this. This is about cat shelters, 50 of them that are going to be going up all across the USA that are going to be part of this program.
No, I'm a big animal lover, and my husband and I have 4 cats that we've adopted and 2 dogs that we've adopted, so we're big animal rescue advocates in our household. But I've actually partnered up for this particular campaign with their Building Better Lives campaign. They, as a company, are donating $275,000 to 50 different shelters around the country, mainly cat-focused shelters, helping with, like, nutritional support and adoptions and renovations and that sort of thing. But I'm in Denver today for a big $50,000 renovation project at the Max Fund Animal Adoption Center. And being someone who loves cats as much as I do, it's incredible because I've been sitting here with cats in a room full of cats. So it's a very organic cause that's near and dear to me. So I'm happy to spread the word about the importance of cat rescue, and I'm excited to share it with you guys today.
Well, thank you, Mandy, for doing this. This is really a great cause. Now, I was always in the impression that shelters usually incorporate both dogs and cats, but there are just cat shelters?
There are. This particular shelter has dogs, too, but they're obviously housed separately in a different kind of building across the street here. But there are definitely cat-specific, cat-focused, like, rescues around the country. And, you know, there are 3.4 million cats each year that are in rescues and are looking for forever homes. So it's a really, really important issue to highlight and let people know that, there are incredible pets out there waiting to find their forever home. And even if you can't necessarily give a cat a home, there's so many local organizations that you can volunteer with, and they're always looking for more help and more donations, not just necessarily monetary, but like with supplies and whatnot, because there's so many animals to, you know, take care of and that they need to sort of be sheltered somewhere.
Now, you know, I love kittens. I mean, I used to go to a neighbor's house and go and get a box of kittens because he raised them, bring them to the house, they're all tumbling over. They're so cute. Then they grow into cats. But, you know, cats are a very unique animal because they're self-sufficient and, you know, that you don't have to worry about them. But my wife is a big proponent, and she feeds. My front yard looks like a stable for horses where they, you know, have all the food in front of it. Feral cats.
That is incredible.
She has one that absolutely, she's been doing this for 10 years. But the problem, Mandy, was this. This is a problem that is tough to hear, but I'm going to say it. We got attached to these cats, okay? And as a result of that, I live across the street from a park, and there's coyotes there. And, and they really excel in capturing these cats, which is heartbreaking because we've got it on security.
I know. I live in Los Angeles right by a park, and that's a big problem as well. But,
so what do you do about that?
I don't know. I mean, you can't really do anything because that's just nature taking its course, and I hate saying that because it's heartbreaking. But you're doing the best thing that you can, which is, you know, hopefully, you know, taking these feral cats and not only just taking care of them, but we just had a mom cat and her 4 kittens that were living in our backyard, and we, with the help of a rescue, sort of we humanely trapped them, and we got them fixed, they've neutered, and given all of their shots, and then they got released back in the backyard because they were too feral to be adopted. But
I think as long as you know, fix them and then take care of them, you're giving them a quality of life that they wouldn't have otherwise, just sort of surviving in the wild on their own. So
just doing
the thing, you know?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, they're great. We brought them in the house a couple of times. I have a little poodle that's about 10 pounds, and he loves them. He just can't believe that. Have you ever chatted with Bob Barker about this? Bob's a dear friend, and I know that he loves all animals and wants to see everyone protected.
I haven't chatted with him, but I know he's a huge animal advocate.
Oh, yeah,
he does so many wonderful things on behalf of animals.
Well, if you want his number, I got it here. I'll give it to you. Okay. You've done a lot of things in film, A Walk to Remember, Saved, License to Wed, Because, Dedication, and of course, Grey's Anatomy performance, Tangle for Disney. Do you ever get back to Orlando?
I do occasionally, yeah. I mean, I grew up there. I love visiting, but I left when I was so young to sort of start working there. I don't have too much of a connection there anymore. So full of family members, but it'll always be my home.
Well, you got me now. I'm a connection here.
A new friend and a bunch of feral rescue cats I can come hang out with, too.
You can hang out a bunch of feral cats. Well, to learn more and to help Building Better Lives, sponsored by Purina Cat Chow, how do we get involved, Mandy?
I'm just asking people to log on to catchow.com to learn more about the program. And people, you know, via social media can also use the hashtag #MyRescueStory to unlock an additional $50,000 donation to PetFinder.
Okay. But out of curiosity, what species gets adopted first, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Really? I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah, that's what I've been told today. So that's why I'm happy to be a champion for all the kitties out there.
Well, thank you for all the cattails that you have given us today. I didn't want to do that, but I couldn't pass it by.
Fair for the taking.
It was so prime. Well, thanks, Mandy. When you're down here in Orlando visiting again, let us know. Come over and visit with us. And whenever you want to come back, talk about anything, whether it's cats or your own career, we're available for you. We were there in the beginning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mandy.
Bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Actress, singer, songwriter, and cat advocate. Very beautiful and talented and philanthropical lady, Mandy Moore. And it's possible that I might have been her first interview ever when she came into our studios at Universal. She was only 10 or 12 years old. And she had a great feature story on the cover of Parade magazine last week. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.